We only have an acre. This is ours. It's only an acre, and Daddy gave it to us. What we're living on is 40 acres.
Y'all consider farming, you think you'd like?
Yes, we would if we'd ever have the land. John helps Daddy out, you know, mm-hmm. farming. We have a place leased down the road here with my sister and brother-in-law and Mom and Dad. And we have some cattle over there. And then we have some farmland over there, which we help take care of and lease part of it out, too. So we're sort of in farming land.
Y'all are looking to buy some land and really get into it? Or?
We would like to, but there's no way in the near future that I can see, not the price of land, but it would be, we've always talked about that. It'd be the neatest way to live, to farm and ranch, and that'd be your business, take care of that. Because we both like it. I enjoy fixing fences, and I do plowing and stuff like that, and I think we could do it. Of course, with Daddy's help, we'd have to get all the, pick his brain for all the information, but we would like it.
What did you grew up on a farm?
Mm-hmm.
Here, how big a farm?
It's the same 40 acres. Right.
Stock mostly, or did you?
No, I think the most cattle that he ever had at one time was like 9 head when I grew up. And then we had like, I think it's about 5 or 6 acres of corn that he'd plant every year. And then the rest he would plant in like grazer or soothing grass, and he'd turn the cattle in and would make hay. Now he's expanded quite a bit, and he has several little hay patches here and there. And like I said, we have the land down the road. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, that's all we did was we had cattle, we had sheep, and the chickens.
Y'all had sheep here?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed any sheep.
Oh, Daddy had sheep. Golly, as long as I can remember when I was a little kid. For years and years, and then you can keep them for so long until I think they get infested with like some kind of worms or something, and then they just sort of start dying off. It's not a disease, it's just that you either got to bring in new sheep and rebuild your herd or get rid of what you got, and he decided it was too much trouble, so he finally got rid of them. But we went through the whole bit, shearing sheep and all of that. And hogs, of course, we've got the hogs out there, and butcher our own. Oh, we do all of that. We butcher our own hogs, and we make our own bacon, our own ham, our own sausage. We do all of that. We've even started now. Daddy's bought a cooler, and we went in with him, helped him buy the equipment and everything. And so my sister and brother-in-law down the road, and us and my other sister, get together. We have our own cattle now. We butcher our own calves.
What do you mean, a cooler?
A cooler that you can hang meat in to cool it.
You're not talking about a freezer now.
I'm talking about a building that has, well, this one has an air conditioning unit in it, and it cools it, gets it down to like 32 degrees or not that cold. Okay, I think about 37 or something like that, and cools the meat out real cold for I guess about 3 days, and then we take it in, cut it up, cut it, wrap it.
You have to, what sort of, don't you have to be inspected by the...
Not if you're not selling it. But we had thought right away too. Now, if you're using your meat for your own freezer, which is what we do, well, then you can do that. But for years, Daddy used to. He says, now I don't remember, but he said they used to butcher their own calves all the time. How they cool the meat out, I don't know, unless they did it in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we butcher in the wintertime, that's the only time we ever butcher our hogs. Well, then you do it on cold, blowing northers, and then you hang your meat in the smokehouse or leave it lay in the smokehouse, and overnight, and you go back and you're working with it and your hands are like ice because you're cutting up this meat. But it's fascinating. I enjoy it.